Welcome to the Kevin White Show,
broadcasting live from the USA.
Get ready for a powerful word from God with the encouragement, strength, and comfort you need for today.
Come say hello to friends around the world from 163 different countries.
Hello.
Ni hao.
Dadile.
Salam.
Adam.
Thank you for subscribing, commenting, and sharing the show. Kevin White is a best-selling author. His books are available in all formats and multiple languages worldwide, everywhere books are sold. As an international speaker, Kevin has flown over a million miles to 28 different countries and spoken to thousands of audiences around the world.
A serial entrepreneur, Kevin has helped start hundreds of churches, businesses, and nonprofits throughout the world. Kevin is CEO of Spirit Media, a full-service and multinational publishing, branding, and marketing company based in the USA.
Okay, who's ready to prosper in the presence of God? Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together and help welcome your friend
and mine, Kevin White.
Hello, good morning. Welcome. It is April the 9th, 2024. How are you doing? Welcome, everyone. Yes, put your hands together. We get to be a global family together in God's word over the next 30 minutes. So please take time and say hello to family and friends around the world. Let me know what country you're watching in. Let's go and see who all's. There is Pastor Z from India. God bless you. Hope you and your family are doing well. Yes, hallelujah. There's Joshua. Oh, you guys are neighbors. You probably have never even met each other, but Pakistan, obviously you're not too far away from India. You're a neighbor to India. God bless you. Myanmar, look at this. Asia is represented today. Thank you everyone for joining me. There's Vineet from Orissa, India. What a precious opportunity this is. Apim, wow. There in Manipur, God bless you, sister. Say hello, let me know. Who's watching in the USA? Well, that right there, Justin. Good morning. Hope everybody's doing well. There's a B from Manipur. Yes, thank you for joining. It's so good to have our friends from around the world. Say hello to people in Afghanistan. There's Robertson from Uganda. God bless you. Thinking of Nigeria today. Yes, there is Pastor Bernard Shaw, and he loves pear. He loves pear. Why is he telling me that his favorite fruit is pear? Well, that's because we are looking at God's word, fruit today. Fruit. We're in a series of You Are, and God wanted me to come into your life for a few minutes right now and just assure you that you are his fruit. You are his fruit. We're going to be looking at what the Bible says about fruit, and considering how the enemy can twist the truth of God's word and put a pressure on us to bear fruit, because it's in the Bible, and we're going to look at that. But I want you to hear that God considers you his fruit. You are the fruit of God. Yeah, there is Abel from Pakistan. His favorite fruit is mango. So go ahead and tell us, what is your favorite fruit? What is your favorite fruit? Put it into the chat. I'm going to grab something that I want to use on the show today. So you tell me your fruit. I'll be right back. Okay, I got something that I want to show you in just a minute. But what is your favorite fruit? So we have mango, we have pear. Tell me your favorite fruit. Put it into the chat. Use an emoji if you would like. I know people who love pineapple. They love banana. There's mango. Yes, Brittany loves a ripe mango. What is your favorite fruit? Apple. There we go. Yes, yes. How many of you love apple? How many of you love oranges? What about strawberry? You know, one of the realities of India is you don't have a whole lot of berries there like we have in the U.S. Blackberries, blueberries, strawberries. I think it's a harsh sun there and below the equator, and I'm not sure. if you have to import that. But we don't have mangoes as plentifully here in the U.S. as they have in India. I love being in India during May because it's mango season. Funny story, one time, Pastor Bernard Shaw, you just saw him there from Chennai, blessed me with several kgs of mangoes, and I got all the way back to U.S. Customs and had treasured them, protected them, made sure they would not get smashed, carried them all the way, only for them to be taken during my customs because of the risk of insects and things, which is unfortunate, but I am so grateful for mangoes. I love mangoes, and I only get them a few times of the year because there's nothing like a fresh mango. Here we have imported mangoes, and they're just not the same as going and picking them off of a tree. And so let's look at God's word together for fruit. So I'd love for you to just put your hands together and just thank God for his word. This is a word of encouragement, a word of strength, a word of comfort into your life. And so, yes, let's look at John 15, verse 5. Here is where we get a lot of pressure about fruit. Jesus says, I am the vine, you are the branches. Those who remain in me and I in them will produce much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. And Jesus there is really making a point on us abiding and being in close proximity to the presence of God, seeking first the presence of God. He has taught us, Matthew 6, 33, seek first the kingdom and his righteousness, and all these other things would be added. And one of those, all these other things that will be added is fruit. And so there in John 15, verse 5, he is saying, you will bear much fruit. And the enemy will take that and twist that into a pressure, into an expectation that it is up to you to bear fruit, and nothing could be further from the truth. And when we get the pressure off of us and we put it in a reliance on God, fruit is a natural byproduct of being in the presence of God. Fruit comes from God. How many of you, raise your hand if you've ever produced a mango. Raise your hand. Who has produced a mango? I'm not talking about you planted the tree, you farmed it. Yes, in that context, you can produce it. But I want to know how many of you have actually made a mango go from a branch into a piece of fruit on that branch? None of us. Where does fruit come from? If it's not you and I that can put the mango onto the limb, then how does it happen? God produces fruit. And we're going to look at that. But as you know, in this series, I've been using the glove as an analogy of what Jesus is talking about there. He says, apart from me, you can do nothing. Will you please ask this glove to pick up the Bible? Glove, go ahead. Pick up the word of God. Nothing's happening. Because apart from us, apart from Jesus, we can do nothing. And this is who we are. We are the glove. But you put God as representing the power of God coming into our life. And now the glove has life within it, and it can produce fruit. Glove, pick up the Bible. Look. It's able to do it because the hand makes all the difference in the world. And that's what Jesus is saying when he says, you are fruit. You are the glove. I am the glove. And he says, apart from me, you can do nothing. But as the fruit provider comes inside you, you are going to be fruit. You are going to bear much fruit. This is not an expectation on you and on me. This is a call to rely on God. And all our role is from the time we are born to the time we breathe our last breath and cross over into eternity, the whole point is the presence of God. In my second book, Get to the Point, I shared how God taught me this principle of passionately pursuing the presence of God every day in my life. And in that book, I shared how God allowed me to begin to bear more fruit by just simply being in His presence than I had in years of trying to be a leader in the church. And this fruit was naturally coming into my life. Fruit was pouring out of me, and it had nothing to do with me. I get what Jesus is saying in John 15, verse 5. It has everything to do with our close proximity to the hand, abiding with the hand of God in our life. Look at Galatians 5, 22 through 23. This is a very popular section where fruit is identified. It says, but the Holy Spirit will produce this kind of fruit in your life: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Every one of us want this kind, against the law. There is no law against these things. And so every one of us wants that kind of fruit in our life. Put the first part back up there on the screen. Think about it. Anyone need love today? I do. You do. Anyone know the value of joy? I do. You do. Peace? Oh my goodness, the world is crying out for peace today. We are wanting peace in Jerusalem, peace in Palestine, peace in Ukraine, peace in Myanmar, peace all over the world. We need the fruit of the Spirit. Where does Galatians, Paul tell the church in Galatians, where does fruit come from? But the Holy Spirit produces this kind of fruit. As you and I are filled with the Holy Spirit, that represents the hand of God, the power of God being unleashed in our life. And that fruit becomes a natural byproduct of being in the presence of God. Look at John 15, verse 4. We read verse 5. Let's go back one verse. It says, remain in me and I will remain in you. For a branch cannot produce fruit if it is severed from the vine. And you cannot be fruitful unless you remain in me. And, here again, the enemy will take this truth and he will twist it. And he will say, you are going to fall away in your faith. You're not going to be faithful. You're not going to be sincere. You're not going to be devoted. You're not going to be committed enough. You're not going to pray long enough. You're not going to read the Bible enough. You're not going to do this. You're not going to do that. And he will make it seem as if it all depends upon you. And the only thing God has asked of you is pursue him. Be in his presence. And this is not a room that you and I go in and out of. Maybe you were raised like I was, where it seemed like Christianity and a relationship with God was a room that we went into at 11 a.m. on Sunday, and then we left at 12 noon on Sunday, and we didn't go back into that room the rest of the week. And if that's been your tradition, that's not the kingdom. That's not the word of God. And I'm sorry if you were taught that God is a room that you go into when you need God and you exit when you are finished in the presence of God. Jesus hung on the cross and he screamed, "It is finished." And at that very moment, something happened on earth that represented a spiritual gift from heaven. The veil of the temple was torn, the scripture says. And this was the veil all throughout the Old Testament of separating people from the presence of God. And when Jesus came to be 100% God, 100% man, he brought that same presence that had been observed all throughout the Old Testament in front of the people that were in the close proximity of Jesus's body here on earth. And he collected his disciples and he poured out these miracles in front of them so that they would know the glory of God. And he said something very radical to them. He said, it's for your good that I go away. because when I go away, the Father will send the Counselor, the Holy Spirit, to you. And we just celebrated the death, the burial, and the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. And when he rose, he said, now wait, stay here in Jerusalem and pray and wait for the promised gift to be poured out upon you. And then you can look at the book of Acts, Acts 1 and 2, and you will see. Last week we talked about you will be my witnesses. We talked about how that has now been fulfilled because the Holy Spirit has come. And today, April the 9th, 2024, everyone has access to be filled with the very same power that Jesus demonstrated through the Holy Spirit. 24/7, 365. It is not a room. In the Old Testament, God's presence was in a room. Jesus came and God's presence was put into his body, and he showed us what the presence of God looks like. And every time he said the kingdom of God is near, he was standing right there in their presence. And then he says, it's for your good that I go away, and the Father's going to send the Holy Spirit to you. Stay here. As we talked about last week, if you missed last week's episode, please go back and look at this episode, Witnesses. Let me just put the thumbnail right here for you. This, you need to go back and look at it, because we talked very extensively about how Jesus promised, you will be my witnesses, and then the Holy Spirit just a few verses later was poured out on them and they became the witnesses. And so we're no more waiting on the fulfillment of you will be my witnesses. Last week we declared on the authority of God's word, you are my witnesses. And today, God wants you to hear, you are my fruit. You are my fruit. And God wants you to understand that this concept of remaining has been provided. It has been provided. And what you and I, Paul told the Romans, you are transformed as you change your mind. If you need to have a change of mind, then please, for Christ's sake, allow him to change your mind today, that the presence of God is no longer a room that you go in and out of. It is with you. He is with you 24/7, 365. Now, it is possible for you to be saved. You've called upon the name of Jesus for salvation. You have taken baptism. You've been given a Bible. You are now identifying yourself as a follower of Jesus. You are a Christian. If you're filling out a form and they want to know what your religion is, you would identify yourself as a follower of Christ. You would say, I am a Christian. It is possible for you to do that and be oblivious to the Holy Spirit. I'm a witness. I was not taught about the presence of God with me 24/7, 365. I was actually taught, I was under the impression that God expected this fruit to come out of me, out of my own strong will, out of my own control, that I had to produce something that God was looking for. And it nearly killed me. I nearly sacrificed my own life as a minister in the church, becoming a workaholic for Jesus, trying to bear fruit, because I had heard, if it is to be, it's up to me. And that everything rises and falls on leadership. And I was told that I'm the leader of the church. So my 60-hour week became 70, became 80, became 90. And I nearly physically killed myself, my marriage, my family, in trying to produce fruit. And no one had ever discipled me. I want you to be set free today. In the name of Jesus, please let me plead with you. I want you to know remain has already happened. If you will remain in me, you can now remain in the presence of God 24/7, 365. Don't you dare go into a room anymore to be in the presence of God. You are in God's presence right here, right now. He is in you. As a believer, the hand has come into your glove. And that's what is required for you to produce fruit. It has nothing to do with you. And what Jesus is teaching is you need the hand. And the hand does not come and go. The enemy might make you think that sometimes you're close to God, sometimes you don't feel close to God. And I'm not talking about feelings. I'm talking about truth. As scientific as the law of gravity, there are spiritual laws, principles, truths in God's word, and you will never find the Holy Spirit coming and going into a believer's life. It was poured out. The Holy Spirit was poured out on the believers, and the Holy Spirit did never, ever depart the believers. Can you and I walk in and out of consciousness of this truth? Yes. Can we go and into certain rooms of our life and try to leave the Holy Spirit at the door because we don't want Him in that room? Our character, our behavior do not want to be exposed to the Holy Spirit? Yes, we can do that. But the Holy Spirit does not know any barriers in our life. He does not wait outside the door. He does not depart and come back the next time we go to church. He is there. You have everything you need to be holy before the Lord today because the holy comes from the Spirit. That is fruit. Every fruit that you and I see in the Word is given, empowered by the Holy Spirit. So I want you to take away seven things from these scriptures, from this teaching. And I pray that you will allow God to really set you free from any mindset that you've ever been given that you have to produce something that God is expecting of you. What God is expecting is for you to seek first His kingdom, His presence. And all these other things will be added. His presence, His righteousness, and all these other things will be added. So number one, I want you to know that fruit comes from God. It does not come from you. That is victory. That is a breakthrough right there. The enemy will trick you as much as he is allowed that fruit comes from you, that you have to do what God is expecting you to do. And all you have to do is to be in His presence, and the fruit will be a natural byproduct. Number two, only God produces fruit. I'm going to say this a couple of times in a couple of different ways just to drill it in. Number one, fruit comes from God. Number two, only God produces fruit. I want you to hear and receive this victory, receive this freedom. God is not sitting in heaven looking down if you can be God without Him being there. He knows that you are flesh, you are broken, you are sinful, and He knows you have no capacity to produce anything of God unless God comes in. You know, we live in a day where people don't think they need God, and yet they want all this fruit. You'll not find someone on planet Earth unless they are just full of a demonic possession, demon, that doesn't want to be loved, that doesn't want peace, that doesn't want these fruits that we talked about in Galatians. You'll not find anybody, but you'll find a lot of people who think they don't need God today. Nothing could be further from the truth. Yes, we need God for eternal life, but we need God for this fruit. The world is dying, needing this fruit in Myanmar, in Nigeria, in India, in Afghanistan, in Ukraine. Peace comes only from the Holy Spirit. You're not going to find it from government. You're going to find it through the comfort of the Holy Spirit, strength from the Holy Spirit, encouragement from the Holy Spirit. Number three, fruit God wants comes from God. The fruit that you see called forth in the Bible is evidence of God's presence. It's a fruit that comes from God. being 24/7, 365. It comes from Him. Everything our world needs comes from Him. Number four, Jesus is worthy of fruit. He died on the cross that you and I might be filled with the Holy Spirit and bear this fruit, the natural byproduct of God. He made a way to take the temple from brick into you and me. You are the temple. You are the presence of God. You are the fruit provider to the world. And the more you align with this truth, this kingdom principle, the more you're going to see that if you will just simply be in His presence, the fruit will come that your neighbors need, your coworkers need, your wife, your spouse, your children. And it's in the close proximity of Jesus that this fruit comes in and through our lives. Number five, you are fruit. So often we hear these verses and we think that God is looking for something that needs to come from us. But the miracle, the gift of God, is you and I understanding that you're the very thing God's looking for. It's not something from you. It's that you are the reality of change from the Holy Spirit. You are the fruit. Can you hear that? My friend, you are God's fruit. You are the apple of His eye. I asked every one of you, what is your favorite fruit? Some said apple, some said mango, some said pear. I want you to know that you taste good to God. You are the apple of His eye. You are the fruit. If you've called upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, if you have been covered under the blood, filled with this Holy Spirit, you're now fruit. And so the more you understand your identity, the more you're going to bear the natural byproduct of all this fruit from the Holy Spirit in your life. Number six, you will bear fruit. It's not dependent upon you. Because the Holy Spirit's in you, you will bear fruit. Because you're in the presence of God, you will bear fruit. You can expect peace right now, 24/7, 365. Peace is yours. Comfort's yours. Love is yours. Put the verse back up there, John, Galatians 5, the very first part. Love, joy, peace, kindness. You will bear this. Goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. You will bear this. In the name of Jesus, I prophesy over you. You will bear this in your marriage. You will bear this in your family. You will bear this in your neighborhood. You will bear this in your office. You will bear this fruit. It depends upon the Holy Spirit within you. And number seven, fruit is a natural byproduct of God's presence. It doesn't depend upon you. It depends upon God. And so with that authority, Jesus says, you remain in me and you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. So are you hearing the perspective here that comes from the world's best Father into your life? Can I get an amen? Can somebody shout? Are you ready to dance? Are you being set free? Fruit is coming. You are fruit. It is here today. This is the kingdom. Let it be on earth as it is in heaven. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, I thank you for this truth. And I just pray that our eyes would be open to you, the reality of your provision. Let us not deny what the Lord has done. Let us not deny what the Lord can do. And I pray, God, that the world would see this incredible, delicious, attractive fruit basket of Almighty God in the lives of His people all over the world. Let Myanmar see fruit. Afghanistan see fruit. Germany see fruit. Let Japan see Jesus. Let China see Jesus. Let Ukraine see Jesus. And all the countries, 195 countries, let the fruit of the Holy Spirit burst forth. We pray, God, that you would receive the glory and the honor in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. You are fruit. So go and be that this week. I'll see you back next week. We're going to be talking about change. We're going to be talking about results. We're going to be talking about must. I can't wait to share with you on April the 30th, this word must. God is teaching me so much about that. But today, you are fruit. So go and be what God has declared over you. I love you all. I'll see you back here next week on The Kevin White Show. God bless you all.
Thank you for subscribing, commenting, and sharing The Kevin White Show. Visit kevinwhite.us for Kevin's blog, videos, books, and more, all geared toward helping you prosper in the presence of God. That's kevinwhite.us.
Kevin's books are available on Amazon and everywhere books are sold.
Contact Spirit Media for all your publishing and marketing needs at spiritmedia.us. Spirit Media, taking the message of God through the people of God to the nations. Visit spiritmedia.us today.
Join the generosity movement at SM Gives, a federally recognized 501c free organization. All gifts, tax deductible. 100% of every gift used to share the good news of Jesus in all 195 nations around the world.
This has been The Kevin White Show. Find the complete archive of all episodes at kevinwhite.us or subscribe for free through your favorite podcast player and never miss an episode.
This program copyright Kevin White International. All rights reserved.
We will see you back here every Tuesday on The Kevin White Show with another powerful message of encouragement, strength, and comfort from God.